Okay, Shisk on the Parsha, we're back. Yay. Back to our Thursday night minhag here. Some wonderful people, wonderful cholent, and hopefully some wonderful Torah. So, first of all, just because we've been speaking about it, between the Chamar of the concept of Hodah, we had Thanksgiving last week, we could bring a little Kedusha into a secular holiday for a second. We have an instance of Hodah in this week's Parsha. There are many instances of Hodah in this week's Parsha, but one which is more explicit. One which Chazal actually look at as the, in some ways, whatever this means, the first example of Hodah in the Torah, which is when Leah says, Hapam Odeas Hashem, Al Kein Krashmel Yehuda, right? The word Yehuda means to give thanks. We've been speaking about the Halalukas in between Mincha and Maariv, so it just kept me thinking about it for a second. The Chiddush Ha'arim on that pasuk of Yehuda, Hapam Odeas Hashem, says the following. He says, quoting from Rashi first, Shnatat Yoser Michelki. Why is it that Leah feels the need to give thanks only this time? Yehuda wasn't the firstborn, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and then Yehuda. Yehuda was the fourth child. So says Rashi, it's because now she realized she's getting more than her share. What does that mean, more than her share?
She knew there were going to be four wives.
She knew there were going to be, right, four wives, 12 kids.
Right.
And each 12 wife,
sons.
12 sons. Thank you. And each son should, each wife or partner, I should say, would get, based on the math, three kids. And now Yehuda comes along. He's number four to only Leah. So that means she's gotten more than her share. That's what Rashi says. Now, it's reason to...
Are they worried that they're going to get less than?
We don't know.
Well,
Rachel was definitely worried, right? Afterwards, we see Rachel's very worried. Yaakov gets upset at Rachel for being so worried. So in some ways, yes. The other two are really just lucky to be involved. Bilhah and Zilpah. But the Chiddushim, V'chol Echad Mi'Yisrael Nikra Yehudi Al Shemo. And every single person in the Jewish people is known as Yehuda, is known as Yehudi, based on this Yehuda. Ki Shemo Hu Al Shem Shevach V'Hodaya. Because his name is based on praise and thanks. Hapam Odeas Hashem, this time I'm going to thank Hashem. Why? Shekol Yehudi Tzarech Ladas. Every single Jewish person needs to know. That every single thing that we have in the world is more than what we deserve. Says the Chiddush Ha'arim, and this is sort of one of those, what I call a pinata question, which is, why are we all called Yehudim? Why are we called based after Yehuda? And every parish has their own understanding of why it is. That's why I call it pinata drasha, because everyone just takes a whack at it. Because it's easy. It's, you know, this big, you know, far-reaching life of Yehuda. We can take anything from it and say, that's why we're called Yehudim. The Chiddush Ha'arim chooses this nekuda about Yehuda. Really, it's about Leah. That when Leah has Yehuda, she says, I'm giving thanks to Hashem because I have more than what I deserve. Says the Chiddush Ha'arim that he's, that Yehuda is the paradigm for all Jewish people. For everyone, whenever we live, that we should always recognize that Hashem gives us what we have, but everything that we have is more than what we deserve. And we should have that perspective on life, we should have that perspective on our possessions, so that we should never lose any level of appreciation for all of what we get from Hashem. That's first of all, from the Chiddush Ha'arim, just in transitioning from what we just spoke about in between Mincha and Maariv. But another message from a famous song. Now, it's obviously not just a famous song, it's actually a Pasuk in Tehillim. But the Midrash tells us about the song Essa Einai. Anyone know the connection between Essa Einai and this Parsha? So the Sfas Emes brings down from the Medrash on this week's Parsha. Vayifka b'makom v'yolen sham b'layla ahu. Right? That So Yaakov Avinu is going, he's leaving Be'er Sheva, he's going to Haran, he's going to find a wife, he's running away from Esav at the same time. And the question is, Yaakov is bringing what with him? What does Yaakov have to his name? Very little. Very little.
Possessions-wise, none.
Not really, he just ran away. He couldn't really bring anything. He was effectively a kid in his relationship, at least with his parents. Vayivka b'makom Yaakov tikein tfilas arvis. Says, Hashem is quoting from the Gemara in Brachos, Yaakov made marv. He made the tefillah of marv. Uva midrash rabba, and the midrash tells us, Esa einai el haharim. I lift my eyes to the mountains, says midrash el hahorim, to my parents. Me'ayin yavo ezri. I lift my eyes to my parents and I say, where is my help going to come from? Meaning, it's not coming from my parents. Right? Depending on what stage of life a person's going through, hopefully this is a good idea for the parents to see the child taking some responsibility for themselves and saying that I'm no longer using my parents' credit card. Right? Esa ein al hahorim. I look at my parents and say, Dad, Mom, I don't need this credit card anymore. But may I never ezri? Where am I going to get food from? Where is my sustenance? Where is my support going to be coming from? So the midrash continues, or actually that's the end of the midrash. But the Sfas Emes continues. El Yezer b'shasha halach lahavias Rivka. Meaning, why would this apply to Yaakov Avinu? Because when Eliezer was walking, when he was on his way to go to Rivka, Maksibbe, what does it say? Vayikacha eved asara gemalim. He took 10 camels. That was one of the tens of our riddle that Shabbos. Migmalei Adonav Vayelech, that he took 10 camels from Avram. He took Avram's camels. V'chol tov Adonav v'yadov, and v'tuv Adonav v'yadov, and he took all of the good stuff, the possessions that Avram Avinu had. Right? What did he bring with him? What did he give to Rivka?
Gold.
A whole lot of jewelry.
Yeah.
Right? Different kinds of rings and bracelets. He brought all this stuff to Rivka. Did Eliezer own any of that? None of it belonged to Eliezer, of course. And yet he brought it all from Avram. And what does Yaakov Avinu bring? When he's also now going on a similar mission to go find himself a wife. Literally nothing.
Himself.
He's got only himself.
Some clothes.
The clothes on his back. Vani, says the Sfas Emes in Yaakov's voice, Lo nezem echad, v'lo tzamid echad, Chazar ve'amar chas v'shalom leis ana muvad savri min bari v'chi ove tekvasi mi bori chas v'shalom. Have I basically lost my chance? I've got nothing with me. I have nothing to vouch for me. I have nothing to work with. It says chas v'shalom ela ezri me'im Hashem. Right? Esan al ha'horim. I'm looking to my father Yitzchak Avinu. What are you going to give me? Nothing. Me'ayin yavo ezri. So where am I going to get help from? Ezri me'im Hashem. My help is going to be from Hashem. Yaakov azav kol siyua umishan shehayu lo etzel Yitzchak. He left all assistance and anything to depend on that Yitzchak had. Azav schusavos. He left even schusavos. This is Sfas Emes talking now. That he left even the merit of his forefathers. Yatza v'azav es kedushas hamakom. Where is Yaakov going from Be'er Sheva to Haran? He's leaving Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have even the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to work with. He has literally nothing helping him. V'hichnis asma b'madrega kasha. And he put himself on a level which is very difficult. Shelo lehe'azer mishum tzad. In order so that he's not helped by anything else. Ki'im me'Hashem levado. But only to be helped from Hashem himself. Meaning that in some ways, it was because he was escaping from Esav. But in other ways, he was also leaving Yaakov in order to make himself bereft of any other assistance. He wanted to say, Ezri. I have nothing to rely on except Ezri Meim Hashem. Ki'im me Hashem levado, who kibel al atzma limsor es nafshu akadush Hashemo yisbarach. He basically was throwing himself completely into Hashem's hands. Lihilachem ilchamas Hashem bimkomos hamesukanim. That he was going into places to fight the fight of Hashem, into places which are very dangerous. Vecha asher hichnis atzma lemak machoshech. And when he put himself into that dark place, ne'ne lo Hashem v'na'os lo. That's when Hashem came to him and said to him, I'm going to protect you. It's only once he was giving that sacrifice. He was saying, I don't want anybody else's help. I don't need my father's riches. I don't need even Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to make myself completely at the mercy of Hashem. And specifically then, Vayifka b'makom vayon sham b'alayelahu. That's when Hashem appears to him. V'inei sulam mutzav artza. Hashem shows him the ladder. Malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo. That the angels of Hashem are going up, coming down, escorting him out of Eretz Yisrael, escorting him into Chutz La'aretz. Hashem is with him. Hashem is going to be helping him. Ushmarani b'derech hazeh. And that's when Yaakov Avinu says, Hashem, can you please help me in all these different things? Because he was already throwing himself into an existence which was without any help, without any assistance, even of his own parents, right? Esayin el ha'horim me'ayin nevo Ezri. Even my parents, I'm not going to use their schus. I'm not going to use any of the things. V'zehu sheYaakov tikein tfilas arvis. And that's what it means when Chazal tell us vayifka b'makom vayifka is lashon tfila. That when it says that Yaakov Avinu came to this place, he happened upon this place. It was a lashon of tefillah. It was a lashon of davening. Specifically davening, not just davening in general, but specifically Maariv. Yes, Steve?
Was this before or after yeshiva?
After.
In other words?
Definitely after some yeshiva.
No, I'm saying because he went for a number of years.
Yeah.
Then
so according to Chazal, It's in that stage when he would have gone to yeshiva. I'm not sure if it was before or after. I would assume it was after, but I don't know. Because we know he already had left a little bit last week, in last week's parsha.
Right.
So I'm not sure at what stage in the journey it is.
He's leaving his house in a rush. He's not taking stuff with him for a shidduch. It's not because his father didn't give him. It's because he was running for his life.
Right, so that's the interpretation. The interpretive part of the Sfasemis here is saying he wasn't just leaving because of Esav. He was leaving things behind because he wanted to not have anything but Hashem on his side.
Right, so that's why I asked, is the yeshiva part of that?
Meaning, is that what sort of brought him to this recognition?
Either brought it to him, or that's the next stage.
I don't know. Yeah, not sure.
This is not the role model that we associate with. Histadlus is a word I keep on hearing over and over and over again. And then when you can't, or the guy climbs around a tree for the floodwaters and
there's an easier kasha than that. Okay. Don't talk to, how you're thinking of life and how does this work with Yaakov Avinu. Avram Avinu sent all those riches with Eliezer. Right? Avram Avinu was the one that said, bring this and this should help you with a shidduch. What about what about emuna? What about throwing yourself in as Rimeim Hashem? So this was Yaakov's tafkid. Why was it Yaakov's tafkid? Because Yaakov had to misakin tefilas arvis. What is davening at night all about? Yaakov's mission in life was to bring out the or from the choshech, was to bring the light in times of darkness. That's what it means that Yaakov misakin tefilas arvis. Masa avos simul labanim says the Sfasemis gam banav. Even the descendants of Yaakov Avinu will be nochamim bimkomos mesuchanim. We're also going to be fighting our battles in places that are dangerous. We also have our own houses of lavan that we need to succeed within. That we need to find some kind of solace, some kind of success, even within the darkness that we enter into. Who do we look to as the paradigm or as the encouragement and the inspiration to find the light in that place of darkness? That's all from what Yaakov Avinu was able to do. That we look to Yaakov Avinu as the paradigm of someone who's willing to say, Me'ayin yavo Ezri, Ezri me'im Hashem. It might be a dark place, I might be in Golos for a long time, but this is how we go about it. We put our trust in Hashem and we're able to get through it. Yeah, Michael.
The chronology. So I thought that he had already gone to yeshiva.
He left Jacob Yitzchak's house, may, with or without any possessions. He was robbed by Esau's sons, Eliphaz,
yeah.
Instead of killing him, and then he went to yeshiva, and then he's got something like clothes on him, and he's now going on. Now he's
okay.
Going.
That could be. That could be. I'm not familiar with it. It sounds like a. It makes sense.
You know, chronology that he didn't have the chronology of God and then go to yeshiva for 14 years. He would.
Yeah. Right. This seems like this is in the immediate. Introduction to going to Laban's house.
Who's the one who went out of Egypt that people prayed because there's the Yam Suf or whatever was in front of them? How are we going to get through? And somebody just jumped in rather than.
Yeah.
Not the kind of prayer, not the kind of action.
Nachshon Ben Aminadav. Yeah.
So he did.
Yeah. So there are different paradigms that we apply to different situations. Yaakov Avinu's contribution in the chain of the Avos is to be the one who's going into the darkness. Yitzchak Avinu was always in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was the one that found Hashem. Right. Each one had their own sort of value system that they brought for us to learn from. Yaakov Avinu's was going into the darkness and still being able to succeed. And as we know, Yaakov Avinu had a lot of difficulties in life, and he overcame them in his own ways that we have to learn from. But that's why he's the one that established the tefillah of Maariv, because Maariv is said at night, a time of Emes V'Emunah, right? The time where you have to believe in, as opposed to Emes V'Yatziv, right? Where we're able to discern things. They say on Shabbos, Lahagi Baboker Chastecha, that during the morning when it's light outside, we can talk about Hashem. But at Leilos, that's Emunas Chabalelos. That's when we have faith in Hashem. The nighttime, the darkness, is a time where we sort of bring about, we connect to the Yaakov Avinu that we all look at in these parshios to understand how to get through these difficult times. One of them being from this Svas Emes, Esa Eina El Ahorim. I'm not getting it from those things that support me, but rather from Hashem himself.
Except at night, we know the day is coming.
Yeah, there's something to that also. And that's part of...
We survive it.
Yeah, and that's part of next week's Parsha. In Vayishlach, when he fights with the Ish, right? When does the Malach have to leave? Hashem Eshba. The sun is coming up. It's no longer time for Yaakov to fight anymore. So you're right that there's a certain, and Rav Hirsch has a fascinating piece on that in terms of how that represents Yaakov's also his lasting legacy in terms of Mashiach and that's and all that goes with that. But for now, we're still in a difficult mode. We're still in the time where Yaakov is fighting for himself. He's fighting for his family, and that's specifically during those times where he's worried. He's going into the darkness. It's specifically then that he brings about the Tefillah of Maariv, and that's what we have to learn for. That's what we have to learn from in Galus and in any difficult situation, that our response shouldn't be, I have nothing to rely on, because we always have Hashem to rely on. Okay, Shkayach, have a good Shabbos.